Good afternoon, Rangel. It is 4:48, and this is your Wednesday afternoon COVID update. It is May 13th, and City Manager Lisa Von Bargen and your Mayor Stephen Prasanka here to give you a COVID update. So start off with some great news that we are having our Reopen Wrangell Responsibly Task Force is having a business roundtable discussion, question and answer. And that's going to be happening on Friday, May 15th, 1 p.m. until 2:30 p.m. And that's going to be a Zoom meeting. You can either come on your computer and or you can call into it. And the details are available at reopen@wrangell.com. So please, you can email them for the details or call Carol at City Hall at 874-2381. Email at reopen@wrangell.com. So keep an eye open for that. Lisa, Mandate 18 has come out. Tell us about that.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Mandate 18 supersedes all previous intrastate travel mandates and allows for any persons who live in a community that is either on the road system or on the Alaska Marine Highway system to travel in between other Alaska communities also on the road system or on the Alaska Marine Highway system via any travel means available. So someone from Wrangell can fly to Fairbanks to go visit friends or do whatever they want. And somebody from Anchorage could drive to Haines and get on the ferry and come to Wrangell if they want. And there are no quarantine requirements at all. In fact, they're prohibited. So if anybody is traveling from a destination on the road system or from a location served by the Alaska Marine Highway, traveling to another location on the road or the Alaska Marine Highway system, there are no more intrastate travel restrictions.
Great. Now, what if I'm critical infrastructure and I'm traveling for critical infrastructure purposes? What do I have to do now?
If you're traveling for critical infrastructure purposes, you still need to submit a worker mitigation safety plan to the state of Alaska. And we're asking that anybody that's coming to Wrangell for that purpose voluntarily submit one to us as well.
Okay. So some more freedoms for us to travel around the state and recreate and visit, go to weddings and do the things that we need to do. So but that's fantastic.
Mr. Mayor, I will add, though, that the interstate quarantine requirement is still in effect. So anybody traveling from outside the state of Alaska is mandated to quarantine for 14 days. And I just want to remind folks that there is up to a $25,000 fine or a year in jail for violating that provision.
Yeah, it's very serious, and we need people to follow through on that because we are desperately trying to keep it off of our island. And that's one way to do it is just to hang out at home until we know that you're all clear. So that's great. Hey, the new Wrangell COVID-19 portal is up and you can see that at wrangellcovid19.org. So that's wrangellcovid19, all one word, .org. And this is just excellent. I had a chance to look at it here, and it's got all kinds of up-to-date COVID-19 news, COVID resources and mandates, individual resources, business resources, travel resources, frequently asked questions. And there is a direct link to go and make contact if you have a question for one of the people that worked through all of the mandates for us. So please go check that out, wrangellcovid19.org, and utilize those resources as well. There we have the famous words, there are no known COVID-19 cases in Wrangell at this time. So if you want to check and just double check that nothing's changed since the last time you were there, there will always be an update there, and we'll keep that updated for you as well. We have the contact information for the city, for the Wrangell Medical Center, and for Wrangell Public Schools. So if you need to get a hold of those numbers, they're listed there as well. And just speaking of the Rangel Medical Center and the clinic, Lisa, you have some points you wanted to bring up with folks about staying healthy during this time.
I sure do. So Mayor Steve, one of the things we're hearing that is happening here in Alaska, but not only Alaska, but across the nation, is that people are foregoing regular medical checkups and checkups and check-ins for chronic conditions, and actually vaccines for children. And previously, obviously medical facilities were closed for things that were not mandatory or absolutely necessary, but that has opened up. And we wanna make sure that people are taking care of themselves. So if you have a regularly scheduled annual visit for a chronic condition that you have that you need to get scheduled, or if you just have an ailment that you need to check out but you've been delaying on, I really encourage people to do that. I'll tell a personal story. I needed to have some diagnostic work done about a month ago, and I delayed doing it because I didn't want to go into the hospital. I didn't want to put myself at risk. I also needed to go into the clinic, and I finally just had to. It was a matter of necessity that I went in and did it. And I had diagnostic work done at the hospital, and I had some testing work done at the clinic. And I can assure you that there is absolutely no safety concern. The precautions that are being taken in those two places are above reproach. They're just fantastic. So I really encourage anybody that's been putting stuff off, including vaccinating of your children, to get a hold of the clinic and make an appointment and get that stuff taken care of. Everybody needs to stay healthy. Just because that we are in the middle of a pandemic doesn't mean other issues aren't manifesting themselves with you. So please take care of yourselves, get a hold of the clinic, and make those appointments to get your medical stuff taken care of.
Fantastic. I wanted to just take a second and talk a little bit about some of the behind the scenes things that are going on that people may not be aware of, and the actions that are being taken by the city and our hospital, clinic, police department, fire department to ensure that we're progressing in a safe manner. And so the first thing I want to let everyone know is that every morning, the Emergency Operations Center, we host a meeting where we have several different people on there. Greg from the harbor, the police chief, we have Captain Spray on there. We have both of the staff that are doing work on plans and looking at approving of those plans for intrastate travel. And then city managers on there, I'm on there. And then we have other folks join us as necessary in order to discuss current issues and changes. And every day we take a look at what new news has come out of the state, how it will impact the community, how we can get information out to the community, how we can tag on to resources that have been created, like the task force, to make sure that businesses are staying up to date. We're taking a look at sort of system-wide, if there's anything crucial coming down the pipe that one area within the city will need to know about. So for example, the harbors, they're looking at trying to roll out some testing for fishermen, and we're looking at the impact and how that will be impacted by the harbor. So every morning that happens. And then once a week, we have a joint command meeting with search and the clinic, as well as again, the EMS and Lisa and myself, and our health nurse from Petersburg, who's based in Petersburg, is on the line as well as Lynn Prasanka, our medical director, and Carly Ellen from the clinic, and then a host of folks from the hospital join in.
And so that WCA, Mr. Mayor, is also
represented. Oh, right, WCA as well. And so at that, we are discussing sort of larger items that are based both in the community, but also in the healthcare community, and looking at how we can align resources and ensure that the community is staying safe and we're getting the information out. So this is happening continuously. And then there's people that dedicate their entire 8-hour day or more of their job to ensuring that we're getting the best information out and keeping safe. And so I just want to encourage everyone to stay safe. We're just going to wrap it up here, but make sure you're wearing your mask, keep practicing social distancing, but enjoy the sunshine and make sure that you're taking care of each other as you move along through the community. Thanks, and we'll talk again next Wednesday.